The next patient is Susana Rosendahl. The last name is Rosendall. First name Suesanna. This is a clinical case of an 82-year-old white female that we are following in this clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 4. This CKD4 is related to focal segmental glomerulosclerosis that was proven by biopsy, period. The patient is in diabetic, and the blood sugar has been under fair control. Recently had chest pains, was evaluated by the interventional cardiologist, Dr. Punjani, P-U-N-J-A-N-I, who performed a cardiac catheterization using no more than 40 mLs of contrast. However, despite of the fact that the minimal amount of contrast was given, the serum creatinine has been climbing up from 2.1 to 2.4 mLs per minute, and the estimated GFR is down to 17 mLs per minute. The patient continues to have significant proteinuria in the dipstick is 3+. Period. Taking this into consideration and knowing that the patient is at risk of developing end-stage renal disease, we are going to prescribe Farxiga 5 milligrams every day. The secondary effects of the Farxiga weren't explained to the patient, and we gave indications to the patient to be on call and to call us just in case of any questions or any abnormal symptoms. Number two, diabetes mellitus that is under better control. The hemoglobin A1C is 7.8. Continues to have Rybelsus. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, the patient has secondary hyperparathyroidism, status postparathyroidectomy. The calcium is 9.7. Following number, the patient takes SSRIs for depression. Period. This patient has significant proteinuria, and the most likely situation is that she will end up needing renal replacement therapy. She is anemic. She has a hemoglobin of 10. The iron stores are going to be evaluated. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab and the cardiac catheterization in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.